السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج بھی میں صحابہ حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام کی
also I shall relate various accounts relating to the dreams and visions of the companions of the promised Messiah on whom be peace. What was their relationship with Allah the Almighty and Allah the Almighty's relationship with them? Some of these accounts in which Allah the Almighty informed and explained to those companions and which contain advice are a lesson for us even today. Hazrat Miah Muhammad Zuhuruddin Sahib, who took the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, in 1905, he states that one day I was in a state of hunger or starvation. I was lying down at 12 o'clock noon. My wife started pressing my body. In this condition, I felt sleepy. I see in a dream, there is a woman who is wearing blue clothes and has come to my house. In one hand, she has a bowl full of milk. She gives me this bowl of milk and says, "Mister, I have brought this milk for you, so drink it." As I am about to drink the milk, the woman states, "Sugar has been added to this milk, you can mix it." When I am about to mix the sugar in the milk, in the dream, I wake up. My wife, who was pressing my body at the time, stated, "Have you become afraid?" I said, "I have not become afraid, but I have just seen a dream." I then related that dream to my wife, and then I forgot it. Only a short period of time of 5 minutes had elapsed, when in the same way, a woman with blue clothing and milk in a bowl in one hand came to my house. She was the mother of one of my students. She came and gave me this bowl of milk. She said, "Drink this milk." When I was about to drink the milk, she said that sugar has been added to the milk, which you can now mix. My wife was closely watching this episode. Smiling, she stated, "This is your dream, which you have just related to me. It is being fulfilled word for word." Thus, at times Allah the Almighty interprets the dreams in their original state. In order to alleviate the hunger of a pious person, Allah the Almighty provided immediate means. People who do not believe in God can go on saying, that he just naturally had some thoughts which came into his mind, and this was just a mere coincidence, and this is why that woman came. However, Allah the Almighty had informed him of this earlier. This could not have been a coincidence. This very nature is actually from Allah the Almighty, who put into the heart of a woman the thought of alleviating the hunger of a pious person. Then Allah the Almighty immediately fulfilled that also. Hadrat Abdul Rahim Sahib Nayyar, who took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1901. He states that when I was in the high school as a teacher, Hazrat Maulvi Sherali Sahib was the headmaster at the time. I was in charge of the sports, and there was some difference of opinion between him and I. On that same night, in Tahajjud, I prayed. Due to this difference of opinion, I was extremely concerned. In the Tahajjud prayer, I prayed. I was shown on a thin piece of paper in the dream that no tournament, no games. He said, thereafter, I fell ill and I was unable to partake in the tournament. Furthermore, during the days that had been assigned for the tournament, there was continuously heavy rainfall. As a result of this, the Gurdaspur Tournament Committee completely cancelled the games. Our students were exuberant that a revelation had been fulfilled. For the players and sportsmen had been informed of him previously of the revelation. They were exuberant that a teacher's revelation had been fulfilled. Raising slogans of Allahu Akbar when they arrived at Qadian, they mentioned the entire details of this to the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. I wrote, upon which the Holy Promised Messiah alayhi salam replied, your revelation was very clearly fulfilled. This is a sign of the purity of your heart. This is the manner in which the Holy Promised Messiah alayhi salam would express happiness and pleasure upon hearing of the revelations and visions of the youth. Hazrat Sheikh Ata Muhammad Sahib, a former local revenue officer of Patwari, states, when there was a case ongoing with relation to the boundary wall, His Holiness travelled there on the assigned date. In other words, the case between the Promised Messiah and his cousins relating to the boundary wall. The Holy Promised Messiah stated that if anyone sees a dream, he should inform me of it. Because the Holy Promised Messiah stated that Allah the Almighty had told me that you are the second Yusuf. For Yusuf had also been inflicted with harm by his brothers. So he said that Allah the Almighty had informed me that you are the second Yusuf. I also related a dream. I am eating a sweet melon. When I gave a slice of it to my son Abdullah, it turned dry. Upon this, the Promised Messiah states that in your home, another son will be born from the same wife, but he will not remain alive. Subsequently, a son was born to me. After 11 months, he passed away. Thereafter, no child was born from my wife. Thus, Hazrat says, although this dream had no link with that case or litigation, but in any case, he saw this dream and related it. Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib, who took the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance in 1903, states, January 1917, Thursday, I saw in a dream a person galloping upon a horse. I am standing in a field next to a well. The person came off the horse and said to me that I am a king and my name is Ahmed Ali. Pray for me. Then I prayed. I raised my hand in order to pray. He also joined with me in that prayer. When we had finished our prayer, then he immediately mounted the horse and then galloped away, returning back. He had only set off a short distance when his large army, in a haze of dust, met with him. This is in a dream. With them, he stood before the opposing army. The enemy army was adorned with weapons and fine uniform, through which it appeared challenging them would be extremely difficult. There was no comparison between the two. He says that somebody within the dream said, "Is the peacock lacking in adornment and array? Beauty, that is, the soldiers may be really well decorated, but so is a peacock. As soon as it hears the sound of gunfire, it flees and hides in caves. Similarly, the opposing army will run away." Thus, actual power belongs to Allah the Almighty's grace, help and succor, rather than in apparent pomp and show. The work and task that can be carried out through prayer and through acquiring the pleasure of Allah the Almighty, that cannot be carried out through pomp and show. Indeed, there is an appointed time for everything. Ultimately, Allah the Almighty demonstrates the end. Hazrat Imamuddin Sahib Sukhwanwi, who took the bayat, the initiation, on 23rd November 1889, relates in this very short dream. He says that in Kande, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was strolling. This is the name of a place. We were alone at the time. I presented some money to him, which was perhaps 2 or 3 rupees less than 20 rupees. Seeing this, the Promised Messiah smiled and said, "What are they for?" I said that I had seen a dream that I have given this amount of money to you. I am now fulfilling this dream that you have accepted this. Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib relates, who took the bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance, in 1903. He says, "My elder brother, Chaudhry Ata Muhammad Sahib, had a case ongoing relating to some land dispute. In a dream on 21st January 1913, I saw that my wife is having a nikah with someone else. Subsequently, I lost the case and the property was also lost from my hands." Hazur says, there are different interpretations of dreams that people take. At times, people see dreams and immediately begin accusing others or become worried or concerned. Thus, there are different interpretations of dreams. Here he saw a dream that his wife is having the nikah with someone else. Subsequently, he lost the court case relating to the land. Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib relates, who took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1903. This is the same Amir Khan Sahib. He has written many accounts with relation to his dreams. He says that on the night of 18th December 1912, I saw in a dream that a son is born in my household. I place him close upon my chest and I'm reciting the Durood Sharif and I'm distributing some sweets. The boy is very handsome but is extremely frail and weak. Subsequently, on 15th February 1913, Allah the Almighty granted me with a son, whose name, Hadrat Khalif Tomsi I, may Allah be pleased with him, assigned as Abdullah Khan. His weakness persists to this day in 1938 when he is approximately 24 years old. There is another dream the same person relates, Amir Khan Sahib. He states that on the night during 1913 in a dream, I see a Hindu, sadhu, a holy person, who was ill with leprosy. But despite this fact, his body was physically strong. He would show the strength of his body to young children and persuade and incline them towards monasticism and celibacy. He would color copper using sulfur and would present it as gold. This is a dream being related. I said to this Hindu holy person, "That show me how you make this gold right before my eyes." Upon this, he hesitated somewhat. However, in order to show off or brag, he started doing this. I said, "Look, now I will expose your secret." In other words, by heating it on fire and smashing it with a hammer. Through this, it will immediately disclose the reality. Upon this, the Hindu sadhu said embarrassingly, "Do not do this. This will expose my cover." Thereafter, I started preaching to the followers of that Hindu sadhu. In other words, in order to remove them from the path they were on, he started presenting the true reality of Islam to them regarding their religion and the obligations of a person. He writes that the Hindu sadhu also listened attentively. This is in the dream. This had an impact upon the followers of that Hindu holy person. And upon this they said, "You must definitely read to us the books of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, before you leave." Thereafter, I then addressed the Hindu sadhu. "Look, Allah the Almighty has granted man with certain powers and qualities. If a person utilizes that appropriately, he will benefit. If he does not utilize those powers and faculties properly, he will be harmed. For example, man has been given the faculty or power of compassion or mercy. If a victim lodges this in court and wishes to bring the oppressor to justice, but no one gives testimony at the case, assuming that bringing someone to justice is compassion or mercy, would that be fair? In other words, there is no mercy for an oppressor. He should be punished in any case." He says that, "Later on, then I see in their dream. Allah the Almighty has given us eyes to see, but if one does not utilize them in the proper way, he will be harmed most profusely. If a farmer closes his eyes and does not carry out the work of farming properly, he would have no respite." Through this example, the followers for which those Hindus were responsible for themselves said spontaneously that Allah the Almighty has given the power for man to have children. If he does not use that properly, how will beautiful children be obtained? Thereafter, I address the followers of that Hindu who claims to be preaching and giving sermons to you. If his mother and father did not join in union, then how would he have been born? Hearing this argument, the Hindu sadhu was extremely impressed. He said that previous people considered this path to be good. Nobody had reflected on such arguments. However, Mirza Sahib has shattered all false things. He had demolished all falsehoods and exposed them, destroying them completely. He said, "Then I said, if this same principle was employed to cattle, then how would we have animals to provide milk and who helped with farming? And then the purpose of creation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ, would go missing, and the series of the coming of the prophets would discontinue, through whom people obtained salvation." After I had said all of this, he says, within the dream itself, he sees that Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I, may Allah have mercy upon him, is delivering a dars, a religious lecture, pointing towards himself, says that the knowledge of the Holy Quran you are learning from me, by adopting the method of monasticism, how could you have gained the opportunity for this? In other words, those who try to adopt monasticism consider that they have reached the highest levels of piety, but in the dream, Allah the Almighty explained this to him. He says, "When I woke up, I understood this because it was explained to me that this leprosy that the Hindu holy person was suffering from was as a result of him acting contrary to the laws of nature." Similarly, any unnatural acts that are performed against the divine laws or laws of nature. There are certain organizations which have been formed for this purpose. In parliament or legislative bodies have started making laws for this. When this occurs, Allah the Almighty's laws also come into action. When they do so, they become the means for the destruction of nations. Thus, in such circumstances, Ahmadis, who are spread in the majority of the countries of the world today, should most profusely for these worldly people who are trying to make every unnatural act a part of their law, pray for them most profusely that they do not become a part of that law, by saying istighfar abundantly. Hazrat Abdul Sattar Sahib, son of Abdullah Sahib, relates. He took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1892. He says, "My wife related a dream. The promised Messiah gives me 2 rupees. After the case was won, His Holiness gave me the 2 rupees. In this way, the dream was fulfilled." I gave 2 rupees to my wife, and thus the dream was fulfilled. Then the same Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib relates, on 1st June 1905, I saw in a dream a pitcher of clean water which I started using for fishing. The storm had only slightly lessened when the ground started shaking as a result of an earthquake. I observed the ground shaking and fall in prostration. Within prostration, I start praying, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghees. During this time, another earthquake appeared, when people started saying that this is just a small earthquake. This was not a very forceful earthquake. After they started saying this, it was placed in my heart. Remain down in prostration. An earthquake will come. Thereafter, such a fierce earthquake arrived, which brought about widespread destruction. He is mentioning a dream of June 1905. The great earthquake of Kangra came in April. There were also other earthquakes that came after, so perhaps this was an indication of future earthquakes he was informed of. This could also be an indication towards the world wars. Nonetheless, there is also a lesson included here, that seeing the state of a calamity, a destruction, or an earthquake, a person should not become careless or unmindful. Rather, a person's head should always remain prostrate before Allah the Supreme. He should always remain in prayers to Allah. It's only then that one can be saved from calamities. Because this time, which is the era of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, there are manifest prophecies about earthquakes and calamities. Thus, we also have an indication here towards the fact that we should always remain in prostration before Allah. We should never be unmindful. This same Amir Khan Sahib relates. On 29th May 1905, I saw in a dream. There is a storm with heavy rain and wind. Seeing this, people ran from a tree into the field, that perhaps the tree would fall upon them. But the poor and helpless people went to the tree underneath its shade, and they ran from the field. As soon as those poor people sought refuge underneath that tree, the storm destroyed the people in the field. Upon this, the words emanated from my tongue, those people have ended whose end is as such. Thus, it has normally been observed that as compared to rich people, it is poor people who accept the prophets and endeavor to come under the shade. Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib relates, on 25th June 1905, I saw the promised Messiah in a dream in my home in Moza Ehrana. When he was finished from his prayers, His Holiness mounted upon a horse. He had only set off a short distance when he stated, is there anyone who would go to Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib, that is Khalifa Masih the First, to quickly get ready and to give this note to Ismi Nawab Sahib to give to Maulvi Sahib? In the note I learned in the dream, it says, bring along these items, that is cash and jewelry, along with you. Then I stated, Your Holiness, I am present. I take the note from His Holiness and immediately present it to Hazrat Maulvi Sahib. When we arrived in Makkah, this journey is continuing and you're going towards Makkah. So he says, when we arrived in Makkah, there are small hillocks, in between which is lime, pebbles and rocks, and in between these are streams of clean water. I think that this is all the grace of Allah the Almighty, that the streams of water are flowing in this manner. If, as a result of an earthquake, this was all disarranged, the water would become polluted. What the actual interpretation of this, Allah knows better. But nonetheless, this also seems to be an indication towards the fact that the followers or the servants of the ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, from Makkah, one day again will present the true and pure teachings of Islam, which cleanse the hearts and souls. I will also endeavor to cleanse the world. And under the system of Khilafat, this beneficence will continue. Various nations and various peoples will drink water from this, will benefit, and inshallah this beneficence will continue. Hazrat Amir Khan Sahib relates, that a few days before the death of Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I, in the dream I saw a solar eclipse. I took this interpretation to be with relation to his demise. He then writes that in the middle of the night of 12-13 January 1938, I saw the blessed Hazrat Khalif Tamasid II along with a few people in a dream, and he was praying in a manner that he was circling around them and was staying there for their protection. But he is barefooted. Jodi Fateh Muhammad Sahib is along with him. On 12-13 January in Masjid Mubarak, along with a few friends, Hazrat Khalif Tamasid II, with relation to the son of Sahibzada Mirza Aziz Sahib, prayed. The announcement of this prayer was made previous to this by Chaudhary Fateh Muhammad Sahib. He then writes that in September 1912, I saw Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I with some people in a dream. Hazur says, "It is not acceptable to us that the disbelievers exceed all bounds in expressing foul language against the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and we remain in peace. We desire for the disbelievers to be shattered before expressing that foul language." He says, "When I related this dream to Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I, he said that this is a very blessed dream." He writes that on 20 February 1913 at night, I saw in a dream Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Zarar bin Azwar. They both had swords in their hands and they were gaining victory upon victory. In fact, the majority of people were themselves laying down their weapons before them, to the extent that even Yazid did so and joined ranks with them. Hazrat Mirza Muhammad Afzal Sahib son of Mulana Jalaluddin Sahib, with relation to the journey to Jhelum, relates. He took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1895. He says, "In 1903, when the promised Messiah alayhi salam had gone to Jhelum, and I also went there, there was a huge number of people. Upon the questions of certain people, he said, 'This is the light of Allah,' in other words, the movement of Ahmadiyyat. This cannot be extinguished as a result of people's attempts." Sahibzada Abdul Latif Sahib Shaheed said in Kabul that God Almighty had asked me to sacrifice my head three times and I would do it. The same Amir Khan Sahib relates, "During the night of 6 December 1913, I see Hazrat Khalid Tamasid I in a dream. He is holding a staff in his hand. A buffalo runs towards Hazrat Khalid Tamasid I to attack him. But in fear, after seeing this staff, it retreats away. Thereafter, Hazrat Khalid Tamasid I arrives at a shop where there is a person who made seals. There is another person who desired to make fake seals of Khilafat from the shopkeeper. They were still at the shop when Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I arrived. The shopkeeper asked me, 'Has Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib come here?' I said, 'Yes, he is here.' When the shopkeeper suddenly grabbed the person who made the seals. When Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I entered there, and I was with him. The owner of this house was an awe-inspiring person with a sincere heart. He greatly respected and showed honor to Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I and gave him food. When Hazur left from this house, then there was a huge crowd of people surrounding him. Within that time, the person who made the fake seals escaped through the crowd. We tried to search extensively but could not find anywhere. I even flew up, but I could not find him, that is, in the dream." He himself gives the interpretation of this dream. The long illness of Hazrat Khalid Tamasid I, for the change of environment or climate to go into the house of Nawab Sahib, at Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib within his life, publishing a tract regarding Khilafat, and then there being a huge number of people present at his funeral. And then furthermore, Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib to leave Qadian was all fulfilled. Then he says that on the night of 13th March 1914, I saw in a dream a beehive from which a stream of honey was emptying, which we were putting into some utensil. Thereafter, Hazrat Khalif Tamasid I stated, that Hazrat Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib should bathe my body at the time of the funeral, who is my brother and is pious. Subsequently, I related this dream to Hazrat Khalif Tumsi II on time. That is to Sahib Zada Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmood Ahmed Sahib, because this was the era during Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I. It was Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib who washed the body of Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I at the time of the funeral. Indeed, I cannot say that it was as a result of my dream that this occurred, or that there was some other means. But undoubtedly, it was Maulvi Sahib who washed the body of Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I, and my dream was fulfilled. Hazrat Khair Din Sahib, son of Mustaqim Sahib, who took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1906, relates, when our beloved the Promised Messiah alayhi salam met with his Lord, and the era of Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I commenced. Allah the Almighty, through this Khilafat, befell this experience upon me, which is as follows. He says that once I saw in a dream, there is a wonderful and spectacular royal horse tied up, which is of a slightly wheatish color. Near to the horse is a bed. Upon this, the bed is laid out, and are pillows, etc. In a dream, I learn that a storm begins. The storm is that of the summer. Just as in the night, storms normally occur in the summer. Azuru says, those living in India and Pakistan are aware that storms normally occur at night. Dust and small pebbles, etc., fill that bedstead. Those who sleep outside are aware of this. I am then cleaning this bed and I am shaking off its dust. I learn that the bed is of Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I. I related this entire dream to Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I. He interpreted it as follows, that whatever I have received, you have received a share of it. Hazrat Aladitta Sahib, the headmaster, son of Mia Abdul Sattar Sahib, relates, who took the bed, the initiation, in 1898. During the blessed era of Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I, I was shown a most spectacular scene, which in reality was the good tidings of different states of my life. In other words, during Hajj at the time of Tahajjud, I see that two people are conversing amongst each other. One says that I have heard that from here, the Holy Prophet ﷺ's friends' faces are seen, that is, his companions' countenances. He replied, indeed, they are seen from the direction of Jhelum. Then he said, look, there is a beautiful place with mirror ceilings and walls, the glass of which is black. It suddenly started shining. And inside, the four friends of the Prophet ﷺ were sitting on chairs in their glory. In other words, the four successors of Khulafa. It was a most spectacular display. That display then vanishes and only Hazrat Usman remains. Then that vanishes and only Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq remains. I saw this dream very clearly. Hazrat Siddiq showed me his countenance very clearly. He looked exactly like Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I. I thought in my heart that this is Hazrat Khalif Tumsi. I then received the revelation. Abu Bakr is in the shape of Nuruddin. The companions will not die until they see Nuruddin. I wrote to Hazrat Khalif Tumsi I about this. He replied, that this pious dream is from among the glad tidings, and these glad tidings I receive from time to time. This is a revelation of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, that for those who live in our abode of love, there is peace. That gone is the autumn, now has come the time of fruits. The pious people of God obtain His help and succor. When it arrives, it shows a world, another world. Thus, from that period, Allah the Almighty has been giving glad tidings of the progress of the Jamaat to the companions. He says that I saw many dreams. Hadrat Usman gave me some plough. The Holy Prophet ﷺ gave me some halwa, a type of sweet, to distribute. I said the prayers beside and behind the Holy Promised Messiah ﷺ. I gave him water to drink. He was standing on a hillock and I in a pit. He extended his hand and brought me up to stand beside him. In the same way, the Promised Messiah ﷺ was taking some flowers, and I also took them and gave them. He says, similarly, I did the Hajj, I saw Makkah al-Mukarramah. I did the Tawaf of the Kaaba, the circumambulation. After the Tawaf, the trees formed, filled with fruits, mangoes and dates, etc. This is the scene that I saw. He writes that my time of trial and tribulation finished and I received glad tidings. He said, some saints and holy people also received glad tidings with regards to me, Qazi Abdullah Sahib and also others. Hazrat Mulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Rajiki Sahib, on 12 May 1936, on the day of the last voluntary fast, at the time of Tahajjud, he saw in a dream. The Viceroy has come to Akkadian, and from amongst all those who want to meet, I have put the Ahmadis at the front. In other words, he is arranging the meetings. Mulana and I are together. The Viceroy is threatened that the Mulana will kill him. I had an informal and friendly relation with the Viceroy. I gave him pan and said to him, there is no threat from Molvi Sahib. This is the dream of Hazrat Mulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Rajiki. He said, I am responsible for him. Then another person also saw a good dream with relation to him. Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Ismail Sahib, son of Nasita Sahib, relates. He took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1894. O powerful and glorious God, he who swears false oath upon you dies a reprobate death. I have faith in your powers and I swear by your being that you open the secret upon this sinner. If I have sworn a false oath, and if just on false dreams and revelations I have been attracted or drawn towards you, then you have power to give me punishment. Then he relates his dream. There is a garden, all the members of the Jamaat are present. There are poor people on one side and rich people on the other. The rich people made their leader, Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib Sialkoti. He is seeing this dream in the life of the promised Messiah. This dream actually relates to the Khilafat of Khalifa Masih I. He says, anyway, they appointed Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib. I was appointed the leaders of the poor persons. A verdict was made that the first speech would be given by Mulana Hazrat Abdul Karim Sahib Sialkoti. And the responsibility for replying to this was given to this worthless one. In his speech, Hazrat Mulana Sahib presented the arguments of his Khilafat. In my speech, I gave the arguments for the Khilafat of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I Nuruddin Sahib, and I rebutted the speech of that other Mulana. Then that Mulana presented the arguments for his Khilafat, which I rebutted. The arguments presented by Karim Sahib and started presenting the arguments in favor of Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib. When suddenly the other Maulvi Sahib jumped a second time and then jumped thrice. And then he came before Hazrat Khalifa Masih I. Your Holiness, take my bed, Pledge of Allegiance. Hazrat Khalifa Masih I took the Pledge of Allegiance from Maulvi Karim Sahib. Witness to this dream of mine was Sheikh Habib Ali Sahib, Irfani, and also Master Abdul Rahman Sahib. He saw this dream in the life of the promised Messiah. Thus, this was a dream with relation to Khilafat. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, always in the Jamaat, Allah the Almighty continuously shows people such dreams. Some people raise objections that people have seen such and such dreams. There are similar dreams from the time of Hazrat Khalifa Masih I and Hazrat Khalifa Masih II. But in any case, these were just a few dreams which I related. Now the second matter that I wish to talk about is that today, at this time, in both Sierra Leone and Bangladesh, two countries where Jalsa Salanas are being held. Perhaps in Sierra Leone, the Jalsa is taking place now. The time there is the same time as here, so it might be occurring at this very moment. In Bangladesh, the first day of Jalsa has now completed. ...100 years have now passed since Ahmadiyyat reached Bangladesh this year. Just as in the UK or Britain, 100 years have now completed for Ahmadiyyat this year. Jamaat, Britain are also making programs to celebrate this centenary. Bangladesh Jamaat also made similar programs. Some of these programs have also already taken place. The Jalsa Salana was a major part of this centenary celebrations, and it is. For this reason, this year, the Bangladesh Jamaat had hired a very large space, which was a stadium, and organized the arrangements for the Jalsa there. This was so that easily all the arrangements could be made, including accommodation, and so that the maximum number of people could attend. The arrangements of the Jalsa Salana had been completed. Day before yesterday, some so-called Muslim clerics had brought their cohorts and followers, perhaps in their madrasa or their students, and then there were some people of Jamaat Islami. There were 2,000 or 3,000 people. They came to the Jalsa Gah, which had been organized or set up in that place we had hired in the stadium. There they went and attacked our Jalsa Gah. The police remained there standing. They did not do anything. Ultimately, these terrorists, these attackers, they had disarranged and ruined practically all that we had there, and then they set fire. Lots of the equipment, for example, the chairs, the tent, and the other things such as the marquees, we had all taken on hire. In short, we have suffered a loss of tens of millions. So thus, these are the actions and the attitudes of the so-called upholders of Islam. The Jalsa has not been cancelled in any case. It is continuing, inshallah, as I said. It is happening in our own property. It will be in a small place and there will be limited people. But nonetheless, the Jalsa, as always, will go on, inshallah. May Allah, the Almighty, to all the attendees of the Jalsa, who include many dignitaries and representatives from external countries, may Allah, the Almighty, keep all of them in His protection. May the Jalsa also reach its end very successfully, inshallah. May Allah, the Almighty, rebound the evil of these clerics upon them. As I stated, there was great financial damage caused, and may Allah the Almighty allow this to be recovered, so therefore pray most profusely. As I stated, the second Jalsa Salana is being held in Sierra Leone. The difference between the clerics in Sierra Leone and Bangladesh is that there, with good sentiments, have sent some messages and have participated. They hold pious sentiments, these people. At least these people have human values. They even come to attend our programs despite opposing us. May Allah the Almighty reward them for this, and may Allah the Almighty open their hearts further, that they start to accept and understand the claim and message of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Nonetheless, pray for the Sierra Leone Jalsa Salana that it is successful in every respect. May all the Ahmadis who will participate in the Jalsa and also all others be those who benefit from the Jalsa. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, the Sierra Leone Jamaat is a Jamaat which has great sincerity and fidelity. May Allah the Almighty go on increasing their sincerity and devotion, and may this country rapidly, and in fact, may all of Africa very quickly come into the fold of Ahmadiyyat, so that they can all be enabled to implement the true teachings of Islam. After the Friday sermon, I will also lead some funeral prayers in absentia. The first funeral prayer is of Azizam Karifa Kunde, who was a student of Jamia Ahmadiyya Sierra Leone. On 31st January, he passed away, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. As I stated, the Sierra Leone Jalsa is taking place, and he was involved in the organization, as the Khudam normally participated. As a result of falling down from some ladder, seriously injured upon his head, he was immediately taken to the hospital. He was treated there. But there was a crack on his skull. The doctors advised for an operation, and the operation was being set up, when before that he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In the neighboring country to Sierra Leone, Guinea Conakry, is where he came from to study at the Jamia Sierra Leone. He's an extremely pious, sincere, and hard-working student. He was the only Ahmadi in his family. When he resolved to dedicate his life and go to Jamia, he faced great opposition from his household, but he remained firm upon his pledge. When he went on holiday to Guinea Conakry from Sierra Leone, then his parents saw a great transformation in their child. Seeing this transformation, the parents of the child took the bet, the pledge of allegiance, and entered into Ahmadiyyat. The father's name is Fasine Konde, and the deceased mother's name is Sivi Leone. A young person has written in that he was a very sincere person, righteous, and a great lover of Khilafat. Whatever responsibility was entrusted to him, he would endeavor to discharge beyond his capacity. One of his friends informed that the deceased always said to pray that whenever I die, I should die in a state of Ahmadiyyat. The second funeral is of Chaudhry Bashir Ahmed Saraf, who was the former president of the area of Garbi Daskakot. He passed away on 24th November 2012 at the age of 82. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was the son of Hadar Mia Aladita Sahib, the companion of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. For approximately 61 years, he was unable to serve in different capacities. 16 years as guide Madras Khudam al-Ahmadiyya, 36 years secretary Mal, 25 years secretary Rishtanada, 23 years Sadr Jamaat, and 10 years the Amir Halka. In addition, he was a member of the Shura, or for approximately 40 years, he was elected as a member of the Shura. He was very regular in prayer, in fasting, in tahajjud, a very hospitable person, great love he showed for Khilafat, and a person who displayed extraordinary sacrifices. He was a man who possessed many qualities. He was a pious person and also righteous. He was enabled to serve with fortune three Khulafa. Similarly, he was unable to go on many tours and visits. In Daskakot, he purchased a large place and was unable to construct a mosque there. He was an extremely fearless, courageous, and bold person. Even non-Ahmadis were influenced and impacted by his personality. He also had the honor of being a prisoner in the way of Allah on three occasions. He was a Musi. He leaves behind at home, apart from his wife, three daughters and three sons. May Allah the Almighty elevate his rank. The third funeral is of Mukarram Abdul Ghaffar Dar Sahib, who passed away on 5th February 2013. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He lived in Rawalpindi. Until his last time, he was completely fine. There was nothing in him that could be considered dangerous. Until the end, apart from his elderly age, he was in good health. Despite being 97 years old, he would climb to the second flight of stairs, which were 23 or 24 steps. On the night of his death, after drinking tea, he said, "I do not feel like to eat food. Just give me the medicines before I go to sleep." At approximately 10 o'clock at night, his grandchild came to give him the medicine, and he saw that the lights were off. His face was pale, and his body was not moving. Perhaps he had passed away by then. He was taken to the hospital. The doctors assessed him and saw that he had already passed away. He was born in 1916. He was from Asmur, Maqbuza, Kashmir. His family were from the first sincere Ahmadis of Kashmir. His paternal grandfather was Haji Amar Dar Sahib, and his father, Abdul Qadir Dar Sahib, were companions of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Similarly, his uncle Abdul Rahman Sahib was also a companion of the promised Messiah. His paternal grandfather's brother-in-law, Muhammad Ramzan Bhatt Sahib, lived in the area of Kashmir, in Sialkot. He would constantly visit the very well-known Kabutara Mosque in the area of Iqbal. As a result of the preaching of Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib, he writes that my paternal grandfather then travelled to Qadian. Hazrat Abdul Karim Sahib said to my late paternal grandfather that Khwaja Sahib, you have left your home for a great religious purpose. He had actually set off for Hajj, but due to illness, due to poverty, he could not go for Hajj. He says that the Imam Mahdi has come. It is the commandment of the Holy Prophet ﷺ that it is not only necessary to accept him, but it is also wajib to say the salam on behalf of the Holy Prophet to the Imam Mahdi. Therefore, he went to Qadian. That saintly person who has claimed to be the Imam Mahdi, go and test him out and stay in his company. When we arrived there, there was a gathering or meeting being held with the promised Messiah. People were asking questions to him. The promised Messiah was replying to their questions. He says, my grandfather considered that this gathering is a gathering of very educated and well-read persons who are asking questions. What if I ask him a question? If he is a chosen one of Allah, he will answer my question in my mind. So therefore, he left a question in his heart. He says, without asking this question, I should receive the answer and guidance, is what I thought. That what is the truth to this? He only just had thought this when the Holy Promised Messiah ﷺ stated that some people offer their prayers and they also go to Hajj, but they do not act kindly to their close relatives, whereas this is contrary to Islam and Taqwa. He says, from this, I received the answer to my question in my heart and I was reassured. I immediately, to my son-in-law, wrote a letter. He had not given some land to his brother. He says that whatever is his allotted land, give it to him immediately. So thus this was the immediate effect of his grandfather of becoming an Ahmadi. Nonetheless, the deceased Dar Sahib passed from the middle school of Yari in Kashmir. In 1928, he went to Qadian to study. After passing seven Jamaats in Madrasa Ahmadiyya, he enrolled in Jamia Ahmadiyya. In 1938, he passed to Maulvi Fazil. His wife had passed away before him in 2005. He has two sons and two daughters. He writes that I had a good voice. That is Ghaffar Sahib. He had a very loud and strong voice. He said a jalsa was held in the presence of Hazrat Khalif Tomasi Sani II. There I had the opportunity to recite a nazm. It was a poem of Hazrat Malik Abdurrahman Sahib Khadim, and this was in the presence of Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II. He says that 55 years had passed, but he had remembered this. Poetry was that son who was left alone, this was in regards to Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II. That child who was left alone in the Nas, with the grace of the Almighty Allah, he has now formed feathers to fly on his own. He said, I would indicate towards Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II, and there were people before me, and they would profusely raise slogans and nadis as a result. He related an incident of Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II. My father fell ill in Qadian. He sent me to get medicine from Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II. Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II was exiting at the time. I said that my father has fallen ill and he has sent me to get what? To get medicine. And Hazrat Khalif Tomasi Sani then gave him medicine. So there was a great relationship of love between Hazrat Khalif Tomasi II and his family. He also has worked greatly for the Jamaat. Hazrat Khalifa Masih II took special work from him. There was a magazine, Islah, that would be published from there. Hazrat Khalifa Masih II would guide him for this. In any case, he would give very strong and good opinions. May Allah the Almighty elevate his rank. He would also always give opinions at the Shura. It has been related by Sayyid Abdul Hay Shah Sahib. Hadrat Khalifa Masih II had appointed him a member of the Shura for life. His grandson said he would always remind us about the prayer and always ask us how much time is left for the prayer. He would always relate his accounts with the Khulafa with great sincerity. May Allah elevate his rank. As I stated that inshallah after the Friday prayer,
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر